Talking today with Ben Hale from Western Livestock. Ben, Monday of this week, Oklahoma National Stockyards, a little on the light side as far as the overall numbers are concerned, but prices seem to be pretty good.
It extremely good. Had a little over 4,000 compared to about 6,600 a year ago. Maybe a little bit of rain, maybe a little bit better grass. Just all in all, just maybe tighter numbers. They don't have to sell, but a strong, strong market.
What kind of jumped out at you as far as some of those sales that were completed?
Well, you know, we're kind of getting some of these tighter five-way steers, kind of bringing 520 to 540, you know, pretty regular and don't have to be the very front end, just a good kind. And then kind of the other thing that stuck out was we had some nice, tight seven-way steers that kind of bring 284 to 288, which would have been higher last week. And then some of those nine-way cattle, you know, getting up there close to 250. I mean, just a strong market on all of them.
Seems that we're continuing to just kind of edge these prices up as we go through the year.
Yeah, it is. You know, and that on-feed report, you know, come out Friday, and I think people were kind of holding their breath, but it come out bullish. You know, on-feed was 101, but placements at 93 and marketing's at 91, which made the market bullish. And so we were glad at that. And it kind of with the board kind of popping up yesterday, you know, we know it can't go up forever, but I think the fundamentals are on our side.
When it comes to the rest of the week, what are you hearing from your team there for Comanche as well as Woodbird?
Peyton's going to have a pretty good run tomorrow with some feeders. Got 71 cows that are going to be fall calvers, all bred to Charlet bulls that they're going to sell tomorrow, and then be some lighter heifer calves off of it. Seth's going to have about 250, 300 cows. We had about 1,800 total last week in Woodward. Probably going to wind up with about that much or a little more this week. So look like going to be decently busy through this time.
Is that what you pretty well expect for maybe maybe between now and Labor Day? Is that we going to see much difference in movement?
I don't know, Ron. I think everybody I talk to in the sale barn business kind of the same deal. You know, they don't know of a lot out there and the people aren't having to move it. So probably is going to stay this way kind of right now for a little bit. We're going to, down here in North Texas, going to get back up over 100 all next week. So that might change a little bit. But yeah, I think we'll kind of be slow till Labor Day.
What, if folks want to talk to you, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
940-631-2333. We'd like to help you if we can.
Thank you, Ben. Ben Hale, Western Livestock, that website, if you want to check out their businesses, westerncommissioncompany.com. They've got the Western Livestock Commission Firm at the Oklahoma National Stockyards. I'd be glad to sell your cattle at Oklahoma City Monday, Tuesdays. Of course, Comanche and Woodward out through the week. They've got those great sale barns as well. So check them out. I'm Ron Hayes on the Oklahoma Farm Report.